The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
Just sticking your head in your purse and either screaming or sticking your head in the purse and hoping the world just goes away.
Next, best-selling author Lisa Turkers approaches raw emotions in a unique way.
To him, it was a simple mistake. To me,
it was a message.
It was a statement.
Yes.
You think I'm fat and ugly and you wish you would have never married
yes.
me.
And
I just making wise choices when we feel unglued. Next.
Thank you so much, you're kind. I am James Robinson, and I'm welcoming you to the program. I'm sitting here with a very beautiful woman. Betty is not here, and she understands that I'm sitting here with a beautiful woman and a guest. I have told you through the week that Betty is helping one of our family members who has physical challenges right now in the home with the health issues, and is helping with the family, and everything will be fine. Betty is actually had some real challenges with her own immediate family. Her brother had a heart attack. She's got a brother-in-law that's having some heart issues and some challenges there. And then we just had some challenges that she was able to help with, and nobody can help like mom and grandmother. And that's what she's been doing. Lisa Turkhurst is here. She's been here with us many times. She's always a blessing. She's traveling with the Women of Faith and teaching, but she does her own seminars. I'll let her give you her website, but she's got a book called Unglued. This is very interesting, making wise choices in the midst of raw emotions. Would you understand anything about that? I think you would. Well, let's let Lisa tell us about it. Would you welcome Lisa Turkhurst to Life Today? Lisa, glad to see you again.
Thank you. It's an honor.
I want you, and by the way, what is this picture? Somebody's got their head stuck in a bag here. What is that implying, you know?
Well, first of all, that's not me, because I've been getting a lot of emails of people asking if that's me. It's not me, but it could be me. So.
It could be. Well, but, what's it implying here?
Well,
is it like a great escape or something, or what?
Yeah, it could be an escape, but, you know, just sticking your head in your purse and either screaming or sticking your head in the purse and hoping the world just goes away, because the stress of inevitable conflicts that we are all facing on a day in and day out basis can really make us feel unglued. That chaotic feeling of we've got this rush of emotion, and it's either gonna, you know, feelings never sit still. So they're either gonna rush out of our mouth, and maybe we're gonna say things that we wish we didn't say, or they're gonna be stuffed down, and we're gonna feel things that we wish we didn't feel, and we feel them and we don't know how to communicate them. And it's just this chaotic feeling of everything is falling apart in this relationship or in this circumstance. And you know, a lot of times what triggers these unglued feelings is conflict. And conflict occurs when one of two things happens. Either we feel exposed or we feel opposed. So if we feel exposed, someone's threatening to expose like our vulnerabilities, our inadequacies, our insecurities. And when we feel threatened in that way, conflict will bubble to the surface. Or not only when we feel exposed, but also when we feel opposed, because we want what we want, when we want it, how we want it. And if we don't get it, we can feel that conflict coming. And so it's in that moment of conflict. So someone's done something to make us feel exposed or opposed, and we have these feelings that happen. This conflict is there. How do we react? How do we react in that split second where something's going to happen? We're going to say something or we're going to feel something, but how do we address that moment of reaction? And that's what Unglued is all about.
Is it best to bury it? And you know, I really do know a lot of people. Matter of fact, I counsel some people that some were highly visible people. You'd know them if I even just alluded to kind of even what they do, who really withdraw. That seems to be their way of, I don't know, trying to find protection. What is it? Yeah, I don't think that's a good response, is what I'm saying.
That's right. And sometimes we feel like it's the more Christian response to sort of stuff our feelings down and pretend like everything's okay when everything's not okay. And so that's why in the book I talk about the two kinds of stuffers. And then there's two kinds of exploders. But since you brought the stuffers up, let's address that first. Because I can be a stuffer when I'm dealing with a friend, because maybe I don't know how to bring this up, or I don't want to seem needy, or I don't want to be confrontational. I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. And so I would rather just pull back and pretend everything's okay. But when I say I'm fine and I'm really not fine, fine is a four-letter word to a stuffer, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Because that's not true. That's not being honest. And let's address the stuffer that builds barriers. The stuffer that builds barriers is the kind of person that will pretend like everything's okay, and you know that if you're interacting with me, you know that I'm not okay. But what's happening is I'm shutting down the communication in our relationship, and if I shut down the communication, I shut down the intimacy in our relationship. If I shut down the intimacy, then I shut down the relationship altogether eventually. So instead of building a barrier, what do? We have to erect a boundary. We have to establish some healthy boundaries. So let's say in our relationship, you're always running late, and it completely panics me if we're riding together and you're gonna make me late. Now, if I'm late on my own, I'm okay with that. But if you make me late, I'm not okay with that. It just completely makes me panic. Mm-hmm. So if I build a barrier, I start making excuses of why we can never ride together. Now, you know something's wrong, but I'm not telling you what's really wrong because I'm refusing to address the issue. So, but if I'm building a boundary, I will say, I really enjoy our friendship. I really do. I think you're amazing. But I have this little issue in my life where it completely panics me if I'm running late. So if you are going to be more creative with your time, yes, mm-hmm. if you're going to do that, then we need to meet there. But if you can be on time, we can ride together. And do you see how just addressing that issue helps so that I'm not just carrying all these negative feelings inside my heart?
I think it's critical.
It is.
How do you encourage people to start that kind of interaction? Because I feel like you touch on it in Unglued. How do you encourage or, let's say, inspire people to begin to open, to understand the being opposed?
Right.
Or being...
Well, here's
possibly
the thing.
Exposed.
Right. Well, here's the thing with a stuffer, and you'll notice I did it in our conversation when
right.
I was establishing mm-hmm. a boundary. A stuffer needs safety. A stuffer needs safety. So when I came to you, I assured you that I really like our friendship. I mm-hmm. really like you because
right.
I want to make you feel safe, and that's true. And then I also owned my own issues. So I didn't attack you. I attack the issue, and there's a big difference there.
That's good.
So, okay, so that's the stuffer that builds barriers. There's another kind of stuffer, the stuffer that collects retaliation rocks. Now, I've been married 20 years, and I'm still working on this. The stuffer that collects retaliation rocks is what I will do with my husband. And so I'm not the hero of this message. I'm still working on it. But let me tell you how this plays out.
So you've had some unglued moments.
Oh, have I ever. I will just flat out admit it.
Yeah.
I think one thing will happen when people read Unglued is they will go, whew, I feel so much better about myself because Lisa is way crazier than me. So, but the stuffer that collects retaliation rocks pretends that we're fine, but instead of just holding on to like the feelings and withdrawing from a relationship, I'm preparing to get aggressive with the relationship because what I'm doing is I pretend I'm fine, but I'm really collecting proof. So I'll smile and just be nice and keep the peace, but in high definition, I am recording everything that you're doing wrong because one day you're gonna push me a little too far and I am gonna pummel you or rock your world with all my proof of how bad you are and how good I am.
And that's when those blue eyes really work, don't they? That's when they really
that's
work.
That's when they turn red and my yeah. husband's like, ah, scary woman. So this came out in our marriage when my husband and I were dating, and he liked to run. So suddenly, I like to run. I didn't really like to run. I liked to spend time with him. Mm-hmm. So I would run with him, and we exercised all the time. Then we got married, and on our honeymoon, my husband said, I know, let's go for a run. I said, why would I do a thing like that? I mean, I've got you. We're married now. I don't need to run. And so he kept asking, do you want to run? Do you want to run? Do you want to run? Like every day. And he was saying, do you want to run? But what I was hearing him say, you need to run. So I was so upset about this, and I collected all this proof. And one day he said, hey, I want to bring you lunch. Great. So he brings me a chicken sandwich, which is what I wanted. I said, I want a chicken sandwich and a Coke. So he brings the chicken sandwich and puts it down in front of me. I'm like, oh. And then he puts the Coke in front of me. But because it came from a restaurant with a plastic lid on top, the diet button was depressed. Now, I had ordered a regular Coke, but he brought me a Diet Coke. To him, it was a simple mistake. To me,
it was a message.
It was a statement.
Yes.
You think I'm fat and ugly and you wish you would have never married
yes.
me. And I just pummeled him with all this proof that I had been collecting. You see, the stuffer that collects retaliation rocks has to remember this. Mm-hmm. And this is what I ask myself so often. Are you trying to prove that you're right, or are you trying to improve this relationship? Because you cannot do both at the same time. Mm-hmm. So those are the two kinds of stuffers. Then there's two kinds of exploders. First, there's the exploder that blames others. If you wouldn't have done this, I wouldn't feel so angry. But because you did this, I'm justified in yelling and being mad. And it's all your fault. Mm-hmm. And sadly, I understand this reaction too, because I can sometimes do this with my kids. Mm-hmm. Like, if you would have put your shoes on when I told you to put your shoes on, what do you mean you can't find your shoes? What kind of human cannot find their shoes? They're either on your feet or in your closet. What do you mean they're not on your feet, they're not in your closet? Now we're gonna be late and everything's your fault because you didn't put your shoes where you're supposed to put your shoes. Ah! You know? I don't know if you've ever had this.
You've got it, girl. You've got it.
So here's the thing. In that moment, right before we react, if we're an exploder, we've got to pause. Pause and let the Holy Spirit intervene in our natural flesh response. That pause can be one of the most healthy things we do. Is it easy? No. Because remember, those feelings are bubbling up to the surface. Remember when I talked about being exposed or opposed? Mm-hmm. Well, my kids can push both of those buttons at the same time because they're not doing what I've asked them to do in the moment that I've asked them to do it. That's the opposition part. But they're also exposing, like if I was a better mom, I would have some kind of system where my kids would always know where their shoes are, and we wouldn't constantly run late, and we wouldn't be pulling up to the school acting like that family, you know? And so in that moment, it's like all these feelings are rushing so fast. But I've learned, Lisa, pause. Put some space between your reaction and them. Put some space there because God will fill that space. He'll honor that pause. And what I have to remember is God's always there. He's standing right there, and he's listening, and he's observing, and he's cheering me on.
And you talk about all these kind of things all the way through and glued.
I not only talk about them, but I filled the book with personal examples.
Now, this is a Lisa. It's a Lisa book. How'd your husband feel about this book when you finished this book?
He was so excited.
Because, he was proud of you, wasn't he?
Because he can have a manual now to read why I'm so chaotic.
Yeah. Let me tell you, this is pretty interesting because, you know, we're offering. And by the way, we'll send you Lisa's book today if you'll just help us feed some kids that really need some food. And I think you're going to want to do it. But we're sending the God of all creation. But you know something in here? I've got a story that right in line with what you're talking about. Yeah. When you see the kids or somebody's done something wrong and you just know it's how stupid. It's a chapter, got a sticker, because one of the most pitiful things you can see with a little puppy is when they're holding a little paw up and you're just going along like this. And you know what you say? Got a sticker? And they'll come over if you're saying, stupid dog, what you go out there and get a sticker for? That's the way we tend to our kids. Mm-hmm. And you know something? What I've said, if a girl got in trouble, the first place she ought to be able to go and say, Mom and Dad, I made a big mistake.
Amen.
They got a real sticker. They got a real hurt. And a lot of times as family and church people, when somebody has got a limp, yeah, they got something somewhere it would have been better not to be. We don't say, can I help you?
That's right.
We bash them. And I hear that is what you're saying here. We have to really guard against. Of course, sometimes we're gonna vent. We got to be loving with one another when the other person vents.
And you know what? That's so important. My husband and I still have what we call growth opportunities. So we renamed our fights and arguments growth opportunities.
That's good.
And you're
going to lead to grow a lot in most marriages.
That's right. Yeah. We have lots of growth opportunities. Yeah. But here's what I've discovered. It's not the absence of conflict that will determine whether or not we have a healthy relationship. It's knowing how to handle the conflicts that arise that will determine whether or not we have a healthy relationship and whether or not our relationship will go the distance.
Absolutely.
That's why I wrote Unglued.
That's good.
I want people to understand the two kinds of exploders, the two kinds of stuffers, and the reaction we are supposed to be having. You see, the exploder is bringing something good to the table. They're bringing some junk, but they're bringing honesty, and that's good.
So good.
And the stuffer, they're bringing some junk, but they're bringing something good too. They're bringing peacemaking. And when we combine those two, that's the reaction we're going for. A good reaction is one where we are both honest and peacekeeping at the same time. That's what I call soul integrity. Honesty and peacekeeping all at once.
You want to say thanks to Lisa? I think that's just great. Really, really good. And she's a great communicator, a great writer, and her website, there it is on the screen, if you want to check out where she's going to be speaking and sharing, or maybe other material that you can get from her, or maybe even teaching that you might want. But get the book. But today we'll send it to you. And we'll send it about how you take care of a sticker in a little paw of a little puppy. And the lessons that we learn from all of God's creation. Think about this. In Romans 1, he said, I have revealed myself in all I created so that you're without excuse. All of you are without excuse. You cannot say you have not seen me, for I have revealed myself in what I created. That includes the wildlife. That includes the little pets that are an expression of God's love for you. And by the way, Lisa, I talk about, will they be in heaven? Mm. And I even bring Ebby Turnquist and Randy Alcorn into the discussion to tell you. And then I'm going to tell you what I believe. You say, I want to know. And some of you said, I hope my pet's not there. I hope, pray to God, my pet's not there. Listen, you're going to like this. We'll send the books to you. If you'll simply help us, literally, notice the overlooked, do it to the least of these, and Jesus said, you've done it to me. Would you help us feed a hungry child? I think you'll find joy in it.
My kids were all in bed and they were napping, and it was the day when you have to click, click, click the TV. And I click, 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 and there was James and Betty, and they were doing the mission feeding. I remember seeing, that I'll never forget, is when Betty was pouring the soup into the bowls, and they were talking about how the little kids would burn their hands. With my children all cozy in their air-conditioned beds, sleeping with their sweet blankets, and watching a mother with a filthy blanket around her dying child, I couldn't handle it. I was drawn to their compassion and truly to Betty's honesty. And I think also that they spread the gospel when they do it. Sharing the gospel is truly feeding people, feeding their souls, and that's what I see in Life Outreach. That's their main goal. But it's hard to listen to people if you're really hungry.
There comes a time in your life where you want to do it, but you have obligations where you can't be the one to go do it. And we call ourselves money missionaries because we like to finance the people that can go. God has blessed us so greatly with a business and five children and grandchildren that we can be part of it, getting it done.
The truth is that we just give. We don't give to count. We don't give to get. We just give.
It is the most exciting investment you can make when you're doing God's work. I mean, that's exciting to be able to write a check. You just know their honesty that it's going to be used diligently and where it needs to be. Knowing you've been obedient to God is a blessing.
Oh, it's the greatest joy of all. And when I take the me out of it, the obedience, this is what I desire for you to do because it's good for you. It's good for me to be able to give. And we're not perfect people by any stretch, and we haven't lived perfect lives, but we want to have a perfect love for God and His people.
You know, I believe Warren and Mona are a picture of, I just got to say, of so many of you. I know that you probably feel like Betty and I felt from the time we began to watch the missionaries who would take their little children away from all the comfort and just move out in the middle of the bush and raise their children, saving children's lives. And we asked God, did He want us to do that too and just go and stay? And it was the missionaries that first said, please don't stay. It wasn't that they didn't like us. They liked us. They said, go back and get us help so we can stay, please. And go back and get us something to give them. And God spoke to my heart and said that He had put a special touch on my life to inspire people to be and to do. First, you got to be in Him. And then you can do what He wants you to do because He's in you and His love's in you. And the Lord impressed me that I could go back and inspire people to keep the missionaries on the field, the thousands of them that are there, that you keep there. That's part of what we do. We, all of us together. Betty and I certainly couldn't do it. We sure to do our share. We could wish everybody would be as excited about doing what we do. And we love it. And it's such a joy to us to do it. And it's a joy to them and all of you. So if you haven't, join us. If you have, we need some big time help right now. Because the situation in so many parts of the world, for so many reasons, so painful. Children so hungry. Really serious crisis right now in the Sudan. And we're asking you to dial the number, take your bank card, make the largest check you can make. $30, $50, $100, we can feed 3, 5, or 10 children for the next several months. And we're asking many of you to consider giving them $100 and tack on another 25 so we can give 25 heat-resistant bowls because we need those in so many of the areas. We're sending the beautiful Jesus Calling Bible by Sarah Young. That she didn't write the Bible, but the devotion's in it. There's one on wisdom. The Bible is just beautiful. It's this is one of the finest leathers I've ever seen a Bible bound in. Help us take care of 10 children and give 25 bowls, would you? I'm sending the book that I wrote because I was inspired by all of God's creation to see Him. He said in Romans 1, He revealed Himself in what He created. He said, consider the birds. And well, I considered our little dachshund, our little pet, and all the things God made, and He spoke volumes, and so many people love their pets, but God talks to us through them. You're going to love this book. Sending it for any gift, and the lion and the lamb bronze for those of you who will help us care for 100 or more. Would you go to the phone or go to lifetoday.org online, and would you please make the largest gift you can and join with other couples who are finding the beautiful joy of saving lives, of giving life. Please make that call. We need to hear from you today. If you plan to write a check, make it to Life, but call us and tell us what you're putting in the mail. We need to know. Or use your bank card like a check. Thank you so much for making that call. Thank you for your gift.
At this very moment, a child is drawing his last breath, struggling to stay alive due to a lack of food. Sadly, this impoverished child is not alone, and without our help, many like him face death as well. Today, you can make a difference. You can help save a life. Life's mission feeding teams are in place right now, ready to answer the hunger cries of 400,000 suffering children in remote areas of Africa. With previous food reserves gone and parts of Africa facing its worst food shortage in more than 2 decades, we desperately need to replenish our supplies immediately. Your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 will help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift, we would like to send you James Robison's newest book, The God of All Creation. Through his personal observations of animals and wildlife, James shares heartwarming stories and spiritual lessons of God's love and grace. With your gift of $125 to help feed 10 children, you may request the new Jesus Calling Devotional Bible, featuring 260 scripture insights from the author of the Jesus Calling Devotional, Sarah Young. Finally, please prayerfully consider a gift of $1,000 to help save the lives of 100 children. And you may also request the Lion and the Lamb bronze sculpture. Call, write, or make your gift online today.
I just say thank you, and I'm glad we can bless you by really giving you the opportunity of blessing others. I think we like to do something we know works, and we know giving a hungry child food works, gives them a chance at life. They may not have the fine things that we have, but you know, a lot of those little children who have so little, they have so much more fun than all of our kids that get all the stuff, but they don't know the real meaning of life and just feeling good. Sending the book for any gift, The God of All Creation, I promise you, it'll put a smile on your face. It's going to teach you a whole lot about God. And today, if you'd like to have it, Lisa's book, Unglued, Making Wise Choices in the Midst of Raw Emotions. How well stated, and what a wonderful communicator, and how open and honest she is about herself, and how refreshing that is. Many of you tell me like that about me and about Betty, that we open up, and it helps you to open up. Well, this will too. Would you join me saying thanks to Lisa so much? Lisa, we appreciate you coming. You come anytime, all right?
Thank you.
You just got some time to spare when you call us, all right?
I will.
Thank all of you. Thank you so much for helping us feed precious children and their families.
Connect with Life Today through your favorite social media sites. Just go to lifetoday.org and click Connect. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.